Kol HaLashon, the entire Torah, everywhere.
As we are approaching Rosh Hashanah and the Yomim Neroim, and we've passed the middle point of Chodesh Elul, it's just natural that we learn the sugya of Tshuva. So today's sheet has 28 sources. It is very unlikely that we will go through all the sources, because that'll take till Chatzos. But we will speak fundamentally about the mitzvah of tshuva. And the first question, is tshuva actually a mitzvah? Or maybe tshuva is a privilege? Not an obligation, but a privilege and a gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us. You could fix an entire lifetime in a few moments. So is tshuva a mitzvah? And if it is, where is it in the Torah? So in next week's parsha, source number one on our sheet, V'shavta ad Hashem Elokecho v'shamatu bekoylo k'chol asher ani v'tzorach imitzavcho ayoyim ato ovenecho v'chol avovcho v'chol nafshecho. The Ramban, on the spot, Ramban on the Torah, V'tam v'shavtu ad Hashem Elokecho v'shamatu bekoylo shetosu v'lashem v'chol avovcho v'chol nafshecho v'tekabel lecho v'lbenecho l'doyrizem v'asas k'chol asher ani mitzavcho. So the Ramban, lefi dati yesh b'ze soid godol, but the Ramban's interpretation is that this posuk is the source of mitzvahs hatshuva. And the Ramban shitosoi interprets the hemshich of the parsha, ki yamitzvah azoi shashol anoichi mitzavcho hayoim, which mitzvah is the posuk referring to. So the Ramban offers two different interpretations. Al kol ha-Torah kulo. V'hanochein. Ki al kol ha-Torah kulo yoyim al kol ha-mitzvah asher anoichi mitzavcho hayoyim. Aval ha-mitzvah azois al ha-tshuvo ha-nizkeres. Ki ha-mitzvah azois asher anoichi mitzavcho hayoyim. The Ramban suggests maybe the kavona is kol ha-Torah kulo. More reasonable to assume that it goes back to the previous posuk, V'shavtu ad Hashem Elokecho, mitzvahs hatshuva. The Smak, one of the Balei HaTosfos, Smak is the abbreviation of Sefer Mitzvahs Koton, because of the Moshe Mekutzi, who was previous to Rabbi Yaakov Mikolbel, wrote the Sefer Mitzvahs Godel. So Rabbi Yaakov needed to choose Sefer Mitzvahs Koton, because Godel was already taken. The Smak, Loshuv, that's a mitzvah Seder Siv, V'shavto ad Hashem Elokecho. Shari Tshuva, Rabbeinu Yoina, and thousands of Bnei Torah in the entire world learned Shari Tshuva Chodesh Elul, Seder Simei Tshuva. In the very first paragraph, Shar Aleph, Seif Aleph, let's go through this Shari Tshuva. Men ha-toyves asher heitev Hashem yisborech im bruov heichen lamaderech lalu yismetoich pchat ma'aseyem velanus mepach pish'eyem lachsoch nafshav menishachas oloshiv ma'aleyem apoy velimdeim vehezhireim lo shavelov ki yechta'u lo. So Rabbeinu Yonah writes, it's a chiyuv. If you transgressed, you have a mitzvah and a chiyuv to do tshuva. And Rabbeinu Yonah writes, it is a gift, but not only a gift, but a chiyuv as well. Second paragraph. V'huzharnu al ha-tshuva bekama mekoymes v'toiro. More than once. V'ezbayer ki ha-tshuva mekabeles gamem yosha v'choyte l'rov tzoro yisov kol shekelem yosha miyeres Hashem v'avos ha-shenemar. That is the same posuk on the top of our page. So Rabbeinu Yonah writes, there are many psukim that are mechayev tshuva. But the very first one that he quotes is the Shafto ad Hashem Elokecha. So the Rabbi Yoina and the Ramban, does anybody know, were they related, Rabbi Yoina and the Ramban? First cousins, mechutonim, their children married each other, they knew each other very well. So Rabbi Yoina and the Ramban and the Smak maintain the posik v'shafto ad Hashem Elokecha, that is the mitzvah of tshuva. The Rambam seems to have a different opinion. Next source. Sefer HaMitzvahs, Mitzvahs HaSei Ayin Gimel. Shetzivonu lehizvado yisal hachatoam v'avoyne shechatoan lefnei hakel. V'loi meroizam im hatshuva. The Rambam writes, the mitzvah is vidui. Not necessarily tshuva. We skip 8 and we go over to 9. Kol mitzvah shebetoyram. בין עשה ובין לא תעשה, אם עובר עוד המלאכס מהם בין בזוד ובין משגוגו, כשיעשה תשובה ויושב מחטוי, חייב להתוודות לפני הקהל בורך הוא שנאמר, ישו ישו כי יעשו מכל החטום, וזוודו אסרטוי סם אשר עשו. וידו זה מצווס עשה. So the Rambam doesn't write that תשובה is a mitzvah. כשיעשה תשובה חייב לזוודו. וידו is the mitzvah. Not tshuva. And maybe the Rambam l'shitosoi. We skip over 2. So the Rambam, Perek Zayin of Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Zayin, the Rambam writes how magnificent Tshuva is. It's not on our sheet. I wonder, 28 sources and we skipped this Rambam. So the Rambam writes, Kvar hevticho toiro, shesoif Yisrael lasis Tshuva v'miyad hem nig'olim. Shenemar v'hoyo, Ki mitzuacho, all these tzores, v'shavtu ad Hashem alakecho. So the Rambam explains the posuk v'shavtu ad Hashem alakecho, not as a mitzvah, but rather as a prophecy, as a nevuah. That is what will transpire in the end of days. We will have tzores, v'shavtu ad Hashem alakecho. So the Rambam can bring this posuk as the source that tshuva is a mitzvah. Because according to the Rambam's understanding of Perek Zayin, this posuk is a nevuah. It's a promise, not a mitzvah. So the Rambam maintains, vidui is a mitzvah, but not tshuva. And now we skip all the way to 27, the end of our sheet, and that is the Minchas Chinuch. Medivrei Rambam, shekosav kan, betchilas perek aleph, כשיעשה תשובה ויושב החטא וחייב לזוודו, וידוי זה מצווה עשה, מבואה בדבורה, ואין התשובה מצווה עשה. זה לא כוס המצווה עשה שיעשה תשובה, רק הבוא, לעשה תשובה, מצווה עשה שיהיה זוודו. And that is, we skip all the way to the last line, אין הידוי מכלל לציצס, רק זהו, הכל מצווה כמו גירושין. גירושין is one of the מצווה עשה. Now, it's not a chiyuv. We knew, kama v'kama gedoyli yisur, that we're never mekayim the mitzvah, because of the sefer krisos v'shulchom ha'beisur. So obviously it's not a chiyuv. So how do we understand the mitzvah of gerushin? If circumstances occur in which a person must or wants to part with his wife, this is the way to do it. And that is the mitzvah. Not that you need to do it. Kodesh Boruch Hu mitztayer, mizbeach moire dolev demois. But sometimes the circumstances are such that people part, and this is the way to do it. So the Minchas Chinuch writes, that is the mitzvah of vidui. You don't need to do tshuva, but if you want to do tshuva, this is the way to do it. You need to say vidui. I think that's a very rough comparison, Gershon, to vidui. Something seems to be wrong with this comparison. Let's go back to the Rambam's source number 8. Hilchas Tshuva, mitzvah to say achas. So before every Koivitz Halachas in the Rambam writes, how many mitzvahs am I going to explain in this sefer, and what are they? Hilchas Tshuva, mitzvah to say achas. Vehu, count the words. So is tshuva a mitzvah or not? Of course it is. The Rambam clearly writes. Obviously the Mechas Chinuch didn't see the protei ha-mitzvahs. And let's look at number 28, the very last one. How does the Rambam define the mitzvah of Gerushin? Hamitzvah reishchov beis, shetzivonu legaresh b'shtar, al korponim, kishenirtze legaresh. The Rambam doesn't write on vidui, kishenirtze lashuv b'tshuva chayev lezvalis, no. The mitzvah of vidui is, sheyoshev achoyte mecheto lefnei Hashem v'yezvado. By Gerushin he writes, legaresh b'shtar, al korponim kishenirtze legaresh. You have no mitzvah at all to divorce your wife. But if you need to do so, or you want to do so, this is the way to do it. That's not the wording of the Rambam by Tshuva. Sheyoshev achoyte lechete lefnei Hashem v'yezvado. So what is clear to me, nobody disagrees. Tshuva lekuli alma is a chiyuv. And that is not a machloikes Rambam in Ramban. The machloikis is only what is the source of this chiyuv. According to the Ramban, Rabbeinu Yoina, Sefer Mitzvahs Kotin, the source is V'shaftu Ad Hashem Elokecho. The Rambam says, no, V'shaftu is a prophecy, it's a nevuah. That is what will happen. The source of tshuva is V'hizvadu es avoinam. Because the Rambam writes, and it's a Gemara in Yuma, a person that says vidui, without tshuva, ketoivel v'sheretz biyodoi, hoisav chet al pesha. Vidui means nothing without tshuva. Vidui is just a verbal expression of charotas aleiv. So when the Torah commands vidui, tshuva is included. Because vidui without tshuva means nothing. So the mitzvah of vidui, the Rambam clearly defines in Protei HaMitzvahs, source number 8, Sheyoshuv achoyte mecheto lefnei Hashem v'yizvado. Nobody doubts that tshuva is a chiyuv. The question is only, what is the source of this chiyuv? From where do we learn it? So if we go back to the Rambam, in number 7, Sefer HaMitzvahs, המצווה עין גמל שציבון אל הזוודו יסל החתום אבוין שחתון לפני הכל יסבורך ולא אמר עושם עם התשובה ולא אמר עושם עם התשובה is part of the חיוב. The חיוב is לזוודו ולא אמר עושם עם התשובה. You need to be say vidui מתוך תשובה. So source number 7 and source number 8 are the same. Veloyimer oisam imachuva is not kishenirtze lashuv betshuva. Kaloshen Rambam begerushin. No, shenitztaveinu lezvades or avoines veloyimer oisam imachuva. That is the chiyuv. Vidui mitoch tshuva. Sheyoshev achoyte mecheto lefnei Hashem v'yizvado. So everybody agrees that tshuva is a chiyuv and not only a privilege. It is both a chiyuv and a privilege. But it is a chiyuv. So now we go over to the Rambam, source number 14. Al yedama odam bal tshuvesh umeruchak memalas atzadikim mepei ha'avoynes v'achotoes she'oso. So when a person does tshuva, he might feel inferior. Some of my chaverim never did any avedis. I felt so low, and Baruch Hashem, I did tshuva, but he might feel that he is far less important than some of his friends that aren't Bali tshuva, that Abraham says that's a mistake. Ein adova kein. Ela ohuv venechmod hu lefnei aboyre kilu loichoto miyoylam. Velo yoyid. Ela sheschorei harbei. שראיתון טעם חית ופירש ממנו וכובש יצרוי. אמר חכמים, מוקם שבא לתשובה אוהים דמיין צדיקים גמורים יכולים למד בוי. כלומר, מעלוסן גדוי להם אמר נסיילו שלא יחותו מיועלם, מפני שהם כובשם יצרו מיועסם מהם. So the Rambam quotes a very famous Gemara. במוקם שבא לתשובה אוהים דמיין צדיקים גמורים יכולים לעמוד. Gedoyle malosom, yoisem amishalechotem ayoylem. Does anybody know what are shmoyne prokim of the Rambam? Are you familiar with the shmoyne prokim? Are you, do you learn in the yeshiva? The questions they ask you only for the yeshiva boys. So the Rambam writes Shmoyne Prokem as an introduction to Masechet Avos. Because Masechet Avos is so unique and so special, it is the only Masechet in Shas which is Kol Kuloi Musar and Chassidus. So the Rambam wrote an introduction, Shmoyne Prokem, and those are fundamentals that Rambam saw it important to elaborate. And one of the Shmoyne Prokem, the Rambam dedicated an entire discussion to this question. Who is greater, the person that never did Avedis or the person that did Tshuva? And the Rambam there, at length, explains what he writes in this Halacha Perek Zayin Mehilchas Tshuva. But now we have a Gevaldige Kasha from a Gemara Mefureshes in Masechet Brochas. And that is on our sheet number 13. ואומר רבי ברבא, אומר רבי יוחנן, כל הנביאים כולם לא נשנא בו אלא לבעלי תשובה, אבל צדיקים גמורים. עין לא ירסו אלוקים זו לא סכו. רבי יוחנן says, all the matan שכר, all the unbelievable awards that we find בכל דברי הנביאים are only for בעלי תשובה. But צדיקים גמורים are on a far higher level. Ayin lo yirasu elokim zulosecha. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what their reward will be in the world to come. So the Rabbi Yochanan maintains tzaddikim gemurim are on a much higher level than Bali Tshuva. Vepligi de Rebavoho. De Omer Rebavoho. Mokim shebal tshuva oimdim, tzaddim gemirim einam oimdim. So it's a machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Rebavoho. Bekol mokem b'shas, whenever Rabbi Yochanan has a machlokes with anyone else, halachike Rabbi Yochanan. So im kein ein halachike Rabbi Avu, Rabbi Yochanan says tzaddikim gemira are on a higher level than Bali Tshuva. So why does the Rambam quote Rabbi Avu who ein halachike Moisei? Because in Baruches Lamedanet, that is a machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Avu, and Rabbi Yochanan says, kol hanaviim lo nisnabo ela lebali tshuva, tzaddikim gemurim. Nobody can even understand or contemplate or appreciate what their sechar will be. Ayin lo yiraso elokim zolosecho. So the Rambam is shelo ali b'dehilchus. So many Sforim quote in the name of the Rebbe Tshuva, but there's a braisa that supports Rebbe Avu. And Rebbe Avu and Rebbe Yochanan were amiroim. And if there's a braisa supporting Rebbe Avu, then halachik Rebbe Avu. Where is that braisa? In condition mem tesamet beis. Al manash ani tzadik afilo rosh gomem mekudesh Hashem hirat tshuva belibo. So we see that a hirat tshuva makes him a tzadik gomer. If a tzadik gomer is in a higher level than a bal tshuva, then why mekudeshes? Even in hirat tshuva belibo, still isn't in the madreig of a tzadik gomer. So this braisa seems to support Rebbe Avu. And I say, you could quote this Torah in the name of any other Godel, but not in the name of the Tzofen Spanech. Because the Braisa says Al Menasha Nitzadik. It is not written Al Menasha Nitzadik Gomor. Al Menasha Nitzadik Vinim Tzerosha Gomor. Choshen Lekadishov. Shem Herchiva Beliboy. And Al Yidei Tshuv is a Tzadik, but he still isn't a Tzadik Gomor. So I say if there was any girl that counted the words in Shas and he wouldn't confuse Tzadik with Tzadik Gomor, and he wouldn't confuse Rosh HaGomer with Tzadik Gomer, who would be the Rav Chavon. And therefore he never said this. Others said it, but not he. And I noticed that dozens of Svorim quote this Braisa, Al Menasha Nitzadik Gomer, Venim Tzadik Gomer. But the Tosefta does not say Al Menasha Nitzadik Gomer, but only Al Menasha Nitzadik. And the Machloikis Reb Yochanan and Reb Avu is Tzadikim Gemurim, Ayin L'Raso Elokim Zelotach. Hadra Kushya Leduchta. Source number 16. That's a Sefer Vertlach of the Kotzke Rebbe. Hareza Mekadeshes, Rak Bechosin HaMekadesh, Ki Az Moichon Lekol HaVenoisov, Lechein Maspek Lo Hira Shal Tshuva Belvad, Avol HaMachar, Einem Mesapek Lo Hira Tshuva, Tzor Tshuva Ka'alocha. So we write, Lo Mechosin HaKadushov, Chosin B'yoyim Kiposoi, Moichon Lekol HaVenoisov. Why do I say it's a Vertl? Because it doesn't make sense. Because in the days of Chazal, they always waited Yud Beis Chodesh between Erosin and Nisuin. And this brayso refers to Erosin. HaMekadesh Esel Isho Al Menasha Nitzadik Benim Tzeros HaGomer. Chosin B'yoyim Chuposay Moichman Leikol HaBen Oysov. So today, Kiddushin and Nisuin are Bevas Achas. Person gives a ring and he says, Aret Mekadesh Estachas Chuposay. But in the days of the Mishnah, in the days of Yor, there were Yud Beis Chodesh between Eres and Venezuelan. So this is just a vertel. It's not real. So why does the Rambam quote Reb Avuhu? In my Svorim, I brought an interesting Machlokes Rashbo and Rambam. The Rambam in three different sources in Perush and Mishnah explains all the Klolei HaPsak that we find in Shas. Halochi kereb Nachman bedinei, halochi kerav biyisura, v'shmil b'mamoina, halochi kereb Akiva mechaveirov, halochi kereb Yochanan, halochi kibasroi. All these klolim are only when Chazal have halachic discussions, pruktis and halocha. But in Chassidus and Agadite there are no klolim psak. So this machlokes, who is greater, a tzadik gomer or a bal tshuva, is not a halachic machlokes. It could affect halacha, but that is only in an indirect way. A makadosh esel isho, menashe nitzadik gomer. But it is not a halachic discussion. And when the discussion is not a halachic discussion, there are no klolei psikah. And that the Rambam writes in three different sources in Perasha Mishnah. And therefore, kushe mi'ikora leisa. And the Rambam feels, as he explains at great length in, I think it's Perek Vav, in the Shmoyne Prokim, that Abal Tshuva is on a higher level than Tzadik Gomer that never was Choyte. Even though it's Reb Avuhu Keneged Reb Yochanan, because there are no Krolei Psak when we're dealing with Inyon HaChassidus and Biurei HaMikrois. So a Mesechet Pora, it's a fascinating braisa that no one understands. It actually is a Rambam in Perusha Mishnah. And the Rambam writes, a person that was Toma, and he was Oile Letahara, Metumas Meis, Alide Hazoa Vetvile, is in a higher level of Tahara than a person that was never Nitma. Sha'alaya Kosov Heyed Olov Shuhu Tohoyo. And that's a strange Rambam. What is the Nafka Mina? They, by halachic definition, they're both exactly the same. By halachic definition, there's no such a thing a person is taught and another person is taught faith. Tahara is a lack of tumah. So what does the Rambam mean to say? Libi Yoimeli, the Rambam in Mesechet Pora, in a way wants to explain the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva. A Baal Tshuva is on a higher level than Mishalei Chotam Yoilam. A person that was Oilam et Tumah le Tahara is a higher level of Tahara than a person that was never Tumah. HaKosov Heyed Olov Shuhu Torah. So that's an interesting Rambam in Mesechet Pora. So today, we discuss the mitzvah of tshuva, and lo kedivrei haminchas chinuch, to me it is clear, as I pointed out, there is no machlokes whether tshuva is a chiyuv or not. Kuli alma moedim, it's a mitzvah, it's a chiyuv. And the machlokes is, what is the source? Is there enough kamina lahalocha between the Rambam and the Ramban? I think there is. Because the Rambam writes in Perek Aleph, there's a mitzvah of vidui. And if a person is choyzeh b'tshuva, as long as he doesn't say vidui, his tshuva is not niskabel. It doesn't work. And he's not zoicha lekapora. I think that is only the Rambam l'shitosoi. Because the Rambam writes that the mitzvah is lehizvadois. Yes, vidui includes tshuva. But after he can, if the source of the mitzvah is vehizvadu es avoinam, without vidui, you're not makayim the mitzvah. And that is why vidui is ma'akev. But according to the Ramban, that the mitzvah is v'shavto ad Hashem Elokecho, vidui is not ma'akev. According to the Ramban, vidui is b'chlal not menatayra. The posik vehizvadu es avoinam is only by Korb Mechatas and Korb Me'osha. According to the Rambam, it is every choita. According to the Ramban, no, the mitzvah of tshuva is v'shavto ad Hashem Elokecho. Vidui is only midrabonam. Menatoyra vidui is only relevant when a person brings a chatos or he brings the osham alachet. And therefore, l'shitosi vidui, according to Ramban, is not ma'akev. It is only Rambam l'shitosi. I'm embarrassed to say I do not remember whether Rabbeinu Yoni writes that vidui is ma'akev. I don't think so. I think that is only the Rambam. Everybody agrees that a Baal Tshuva needs to say vidui, but I think according to the Ramban, it's only midrabbanan and therefore not be ma'akev. Only the Rambam says, as long as you didn't say vidui, you're not makayim the mitzvah, and therefore you're not zoicha lekapora. Because if the source of the mitzvah is v'ezvadu, without vidui, that's not considered tshuva. According to the Ramban, and Rabbeinu Yonah, and all the others, vidui is a milta achrita, a dova b'fnei atzmoi. The mitzvah is v'shavto ad Hashem Elokecho. We need to check Rabbeinu Yonah, but I do not recall that Rabbeinu Yonah says that vidui is ma'akav, and I think that would only be aliba de Ramban. And now some achreinim ask a gevaldig kasha. According to the Rambam, that vidui is ma'akev. Let's go back to the halacha. Mekadesh esu ishol menasha nitzadik, v'nimtze roshe gomor, hareizu mekadeshes. Shema hire tshuva beliboy. But according to the Rambam, as long as you don't say vidui, tshuva is void. So the Eidim, Eidi Kedushin, can never know whether a person is mahara tshuva beliboy. Only a Kodesh Boch is a Boichin Kaloyas Velev. No human being could ever know what is in the heart of another. So, Choshesh and Kedusha of Shem Herchiva Beliboy. According to the Rambam, a vidui is makav, the Edom could say. He did not say vidui. So, a person on the way to his chuppah stopped off at a treif restaurant. And the Eidei Kedushin were together with him. And this crazy guy, together with the Eidei Kedushin, 5 minutes before the chuppah, ate a pork sandwich, and the Eidim come together with him to the chuppah. Shema hirat shiva beli, but the Eidim say, lo yizozo yodo yimetorch yudeinu, we were together with him and he did not say vidui. So why do we need to be choshesh l'kedusha? Adam cannot know in hiratshuva b'liboy, but Adam could definitely know whether he said vidui or not. So according to the Ramban, nicha. Because I argue that according to the Ramban, vidui is not ma'akev. But if vidui is ma'akev, why do we need to be choshesh l'kedusha? If the Adam could clearly testify, he did not say vidui because we were there. And we were together with him. So that's a good kasha. The answer to this kasha, I will only give you a brief idea, but I think next week, the last year before Rosh Hashanah, I will speak at greater length about this. Ki biyoyim hazeh echaper aleichem letayr eschem akor chatriseichem lefnei Hashem titahoro. So this pasuk touches upon two things. Ki biyoyim hazeh echaper aleichem letayr eschem mekol chatriseichem titahoro. Tshuva mechaperes, tshuva mitaheres. Kapor and tahara are not the same. They are two different concepts. Kapor and tahara are keneged hachoivo shebecheit v'tumas acheit. When a person is over an aveira, he brings upon himself two klolos. Every aveira is poigim benefesh ha'odom. Tumas ha'chet. And every aveira also has a price tag. So many aveiras we know what the price tag is. Koras, Mises, Beisdin, Malkus. Not all of them. So ha'aveira ha'chet mechayiv v'chet metameh. Shuv mechaperet mechoy v'sachet u'metaheres metumas achet. And the pasuk says, "Ki biyoyim hazeh yechaper aleichem letaheres mekol chatriseichem." And there are two ways to learn the sefer of the pasuk. Lefi pshuto yishol mikro, ki biyoyim hazeh yechaper aleichem letaheres mekol chatriseichem lefnei Hashem. And then a Kodesh Baruch Hu says, Titaharu. Many Rishonim quote this posik, Kibiyoyim ezei achap aleichem atayresu mekol chatriseichem, Lefnei Hashem Titaharu. Rabbeinu Yonah says, Lefnei Hashem Titaharu is before Yom Kippur, Titaharu. So what I say is, Vidui is ma'akev kapora. Vidui is not ma'akev tahara. Lefnei Hashem tetahoru. Taharu is only dependent on tshuvas haleiv. And here at Shiva Beliboy, he's a tzaddik. Maybe even a tzaddik gomor. Even though he still needs to pay his debt. So tshuva without vidui is not mechaper, but it is metaya. And therefore, mekudeshes, shemo hira tshuva b'liboy. So be'ez Hashem, me'erev Shabbos abu aleinu le'toivo, we will speak more about kaporas tshuva and taharas tshuva and choyves tshuva. So today we learn the sugya which is very important and very relevant to Chodesh Elul. Chodesh Elul is the month in which we all try to come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we start working on Avodas Tshuva. Sheniska l'shov b'tshuva shleimo. And we should be zoicha. On one hand, we should be mekayim the mitzvah v'shavtu ad Hashem Elokecho. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be mekayim what he promised. V'shavtu ad Hashem Elokecho v'shav Hashem Elokecho shvuscho v'kibetzcho mekol ha'amim b'bias Moshiach tzedkenu b'mheiro v'yomeinu amen. Good Shabbos.
Kol HaLashon, a whole world of quality content.